Today's shiur is Masechta Nedarim Daf Dalet, and we will begin on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, the first words, Rav Acha bar Yaakov Omar. As we discussed in the previous shiur, the Braisa taught us that there is a lav of Bal Yachel applicable when somebody makes a neder and doesn't keep it. We also explained that somebody undertakes Naziris and doesn't keep it. And then the Gemara Braisa said there's also a lav about ta'achir, which means that one's not allowed to delay accepting his Naziris by Naziris and by Nadarim. And the Gemara asked, by Nadarim, it's very understandable how one could have the lav about ta'achir. If somebody obligates himself to bring a carbon, for example, and then he delays, as the Gemara Masechta Rosh Hashanah discusses, in bringing the carbon, he's over the lav of Baal Ta'achar. But the Gemara asked, how is it possible to have the lav of Baal Ta'achar ben Naziris? If someone becomes a Nazir, he says, Hareini Nazir, and he becomes a Nazir, so he's immediately a Nazir. If he doesn't fulfill his Naziris, he is over Baal Yachar, but there's no Baal Ta'achar. So the Gemara, the last piece of Gemara we learned in the previous year, said that it's possible if somebody said, Loi efter min ha'olam ad shei Nazir. The person says, I won't leave the world until I'm a Nazir. That the halach is he should immediately begin his Naziris, because we're concerned that he may die without having fulfilled his obligation. And if he doesn't immediately begin his Naziris, there's the lava bal ta'achar. That was the example the Gemara gave yesterday. We're going to Shem today, learn some other possibilities how one can be over the lav of Baal Ta'achar by Naziris. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Omar, kegoin the Nadar v'hu b'beis ha'kfaros. He became a Nazir when he's in the beis ha'kfaros. We know that one of the primary halachas of a Nazir is that he's not allowed to be Tameh. So standing in the beis ha'kfaros is Tameh. If he delays leaving the beis ha'kfaros, it's a situation of Baal Ta'achar. Interesting machloikus rishonim, which is what we discussed at the end of the previous year. When will he be over Baal Ta'achar? According to the Ran understanding, if he doesn't leave the basic forest immediately, he's over Baal Ta'achar. According to the Rosh we discussed yesterday says that the Gemara Masechta Rosh Hashanah says the one, when he obligates himself to bring a carbon, is not over Baal Ta'achar until the Shalosh Regalim pass. The same halach would be here. According to the Rosh, if a person undertakes to be a Nazir, and he stays in the Beis HaKfaros, as Sholosh Regalim pass, he's going to be sitting in the cemetery quite a while, then he's over Baal Ta'achar. But if he's going to leave the cemetery before the Sholosh Regalim pass, according to the Rosh, he would not be over Baal Ta'achar. The Meiri, and I don't know where the Meiri takes the shear from, but I could quote the Meiri. The Meiri says, it depends if he leaves the Beis HaKfaros that day. If he undertook today to become a Nazir, if he leaves before the day is over, he will have not been over Baal Ta'achar. However, if he stays past today, he'll be over Baal Ta'achar. Exactly where the Meiri takes the shear from, I'm not exactly sure. Tosfos says that it doesn't necessarily have to be a situation where this person is standing in a Beis HaKfaros. Tosfos says it could also be a situation where the person is Tomei, undertakes to become a Nazir, and doesn't do anything to become Tahar. So again, we have a situation about Ta'achar. He's preventing the Naziris from happening by not being Mitar himself. Says the Gemara, Ha'nicha l'mandama l'chayel Zeris me'altam. The Gemara Masechta Nazir Daf Tazayin discusses this situation where somebody's in the Beis HaKfaros, accepts upon himself a Naziris. Is the Naziris chal or not? It's a machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan, and Reish Lakish. So according to Reish Lakish, that says that he's not a Nazir, because, as the Brisker Rav explains, Naziris and Tumah are contradictory concepts. So while somebody's Tumah, the Naziris cannot be effective. It's sort of a block. He has a block on himself, not being able to become a Nazir. So according to Reish Lakish, we could understand the Gemara very well. This person, by standing in the Beis HaKfaros, could not become a Nazir, But he accepted upon himself a Naziris. So it's about to Acher if he doesn't do it, if he doesn't do everything in his power to make himself a Nazir. As even if he's thinning in the Beis HaKfaris, he still becomes a Nazir. So where's the Baal Ta'achr? What are we worried? That he's delaying becoming a Nazir? Rav Yochanan says he is a Nazir. Furthermore, asked the Gemara, if we study the Gemara Masech the Nazir, we will him it's Hashem. Hama Ma'bar of Ashi, Chayla Naziris Ma'alta. That Rav Ashi says that even Reish Lakish agrees that the Naziris is Chal immediately. V'chi pligi, what is the machloikas between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish limited to? L'minyan Malkus pligi. Does he get Malkus if he violates that Naziris? Reish Lakish holds that even though he's a Nazir, but since he accepted the Naziris while he's the Beis HaKfaris, so it's a lav she'en by Maisa, the fact that he's Tameh, and we have a rule throughout Shas that a lav she'en by Maisa ain't loikin alof. That's the way Rosh explains. Rav Yochanan doesn't hold the concept of lav she'en by Maisa, so even though his Tameh doesn't involve him doing anything, it's Tameh because he's standing in the Beis HaKfaris, Rav Yochanan holds lav she'en by Maisa loikin alof. That's the way the Rosh explains this Gemara. There are many Rishonim that disagree with that understanding, because they say, we know, the Gemara Masechta Makkah says, that it's pretty accepted by everyone, the Lav She'en by Maisa, we don't get Malkus. So to explain that Rabbi Yochanan holds, the Lav She'en by Maisa, Loikin Alav, is very difficult to understand. So I saw many Rishonim and Achronim attempt to give different explanations. The simplest explanation is the following. Everyone will agree that he can't get Malkus for being Tamei, because being Tamei didn't involve any Maisa. He's Tamei because he's standing in the basic forest. But what will be if while he's in the cemetery, he eats a grape product? That Rabbi Yochanan says is a Lav Sheyesh by Maisa, and he gets Malkus. Reish Lakish says, since he can't get Malkus for Tamei, we don't give him Malkus for eating or drinking a grape product either. Simplest pshat. Other Mefarshim say that the Machlokes of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish is a little deeper. They explain in the following manner. This person is a Nazir. Typically a Nazir that is Metameh himself, it's a Lav Sheyesh by Maisa, right? Making oneself Tameh is a Lav Sheyesh by Maisa. Even though in this specific circumstance, it's a Lav She'en by Maisa, but since the Lav of becoming Tameh is a Lav Sheyesh by Maisa, even though in this specific circumstance it's a Lav She'en by Maisa, it's considered a Lav Sheyesh by Maisa, and that's why Rabbi Yochanan says he gets Malkus. Reish Lakish says we don't make rules. We have to look at every situation individually. And if in this situation it's a Lav She'en by Maisa, there's no Malkus. Along the same lines, I saw an explanation that they explained the following way. Everybody agrees that for eating and drinking grape products, it's a Lav She'esh by Maisa. Rabbi Yochanan holds it's a package deal. Naziris is a package deal. So if there's going to be Malkus for eating and drinking grape products, even though the Tumah is a Lav She'en by Maisa, it's all one package deal. And therefore, even though that aspect is a Lav She'en by Maisa, you'll get Malkus. Reish Lakish says we look at every Aveira individually. And therefore, eating and drinking grapes is a grape product, a Lav She'esh by Maisa, and Reish Lakish will agree you get Malkus. The becoming Tumah, since he's Tumah already, is a Lav She'en by Maisa, and you don't get Malkus. So that a Gemara's question returns. If everybody agrees that he's a Nazir, where's the Baal Ta'achar? Answers the Gemara, afil hachi kamleh b'Baal Ta'achar. There's still an element of Baal Ta'achar here. Mishum dekama ach and Naziris to Tahara. A Nazir is supposed to experience his Naziris while he's Tahar. This person, by remaining in the Beis HaKfaris, yes, he's a Nazir. And yes, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, he maybe gets Malkus. But he's not the perfect type of Nazir. A Nazir is supposed to be Tahar. And by delaying experiencing Naziris in Tahara, that's the Baal Ta'achar. Omer Reish Lakish, says Reish Lakish, if so, Hoyel V'Kain, now that we learnt this concept, that a Nazir preventing himself from being Tahar is over Baal Ta'achar, Kain Nazir Shetiyatz Me B'mezit. If a Nazir becomes Tameh B'mezit, so he prevented himself from experiencing Naziris B'Tahara, if he is not mitar himself. Now, the Achrayim say a gewaldige deep word here. We've been learning, ready for two shurim, Machloikus Rosh and Ran, and we're saying that the Rosh is a mekel. The Rosh says we're not oivabal ta'acher only after three regolim. The Ran says we're oivabal ta'acher immediately. Say to Mefarshim, here the Rosh will be a machmer and the Ran will be a mekel. Let's think why. According to the Ran, if someone is amazed, metame himself, so he prevented himself from experiencing the Naziris properly, bal ta'acher the Naziris. What about if it was an oinus? He didn't make himself tummy b'mezid. It happened. There's no complaint. It happened by oinus. According to the Rosh, it'll be just the opposite. If somebody became an oinus, tummy b'oinus, according to the Rosh, only over bal ta'acher when? After three yom tovim. So yes, you became tummy b'oinus. But in the time that the three regolim passed, you had plenty of time to become tar. And therefore, according to the Rosh, even if someone is metami ba'oinis, if he didn't go out of his way to be metire himself within the span of shalosh regolim, it'll be considered that he was over bal ta'acher. Here the Rosh is a machmer. Rav Acha b'Rei Rav Ikaimer, over bal ta'acher taglachtoi. We know that after the nazir finishes his naziris, He has to bring kabbonis. We'll discuss it soon. He has to go through a whole process. And part of the process is taking a haircut. So Rav Acha says, you know where there's bal ta'acher by nazir? If the nazir doesn't take the haircut when he can. Says the Gemara, v'loyel boy l'man dama taglachas ma'keves. Certainly according to the man dama that says that until the nazir takes his haircut, his naziris is not complete, that he certainly has to take the haircut. And if he doesn't take the haircut, it's considered that he's over bal ta'acher. Even according to the mandam that says that taking the haircut is not crucial, mitzvah, by delaying taking the haircut, he did something that he shouldn't have done. He delayed a mitzvah, and there's bal ta'acher. Mazut b'reder amari over, b'bal ta'acher kabanoisof. You know what a bal ta'acher is? That a nazir, when he finishes his naziris, is supposed to bring kabanis. He's supposed to bring a kaban chattis, a kaban oil, and a kaban shlomim. And if the day comes when he could bring those kabbonis, and he doesn't, that's what we have bal ta'acher. Ask the Gemara, umen hocha nafgalei. We, in the previous year, quoted the Braisa. Let's review what the Braisa says. The Braisa says that since the Torah is makish, it compares naziris to nadarim. Just like by nadarim there's bal ta'acher, so too by naziris is bal ta'acher. And as we've been trying to explain, the Gemara has been trying to explain, finding the situation, where is the bal ta'acher by naziris? Ask the Gemara, if we're going to explain, as Mazutra just taught us, that the bal ta'acher is by karbonis, says the Gemara, I don't need that pasuk bal ta'acher to teach me that if a nazir delays in bringing his karbonis, he's over bal ta'acher. There's another pasuk. The pasuk says, ki dorish yidrashenu, Elu chatos v'ashamis. The pasuk says that if a person is mechuyev a carbon chatos or a carbon asham, and he delays bringing it, the pasuk says ki dorish yidrishan Hashem mimach. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to say, where's the carbon? So we see that any time somebody is obligated to bring a carbon and he doesn't bring it, he's over bal ta'acher. I don't need a special. He's over alav. I don't need a special limit from the darim. What's the limit? So the Drashas Aran, not the Ran here. The Drashas Aran says a beautiful pshat. The Drashas Aran says as follows. A person does an Aveira, Rahman al Tzlan, and he's Mechuyev Karban Chatos and Karban Asham. So what does this person think? He wants to save himself some money. Carbon could be expensive. So he's going to try to avoid bringing the carbon. Says the Torah, Kidar Shid Rishena, there's no running away. You think that you're avoiding bringing the carbon. Nobody is demanding that you bring the carbon. You can't run away from God. And if you don't bring the carbon, Hashem will demand it from you. But what do we see from this pasuk, as learning our Gemara? That if you have to bring a carbon and you delay it, you're over the lav. So why do I need to learn it from the Dorim? There's a nice word, Bederech Halotza. It speaks to Rabbonim. Ki dorish yidrashana. Rabbonim say drashas. Kidarash Yidrashana, what are Rabbanim supposed to say, speak about in their drashas? Chatas Vashamas. Too many times Rabbanim, when they say speeches, they don't like to give musr. It's not popular. They don't speak about daveris. They speak about positive things. says the pasuk, he darshi drashana. When a rav says a drasha, what's he supposed to speak about? Chatos v'ashamas. If he sees members of his community doing the wrong thing, he's supposed to tell them they're doing the wrong thing. But says the Gemara, so why do I need to learn it from the Dorim? Answers the Gemara, Madatay mechidushu shechitcha tara ben nazir. We would say that nazir is a very unique situation. It's a chidush, and we can't learn nazir from other kabbalas. Ask the Gemara, my chidush. What is unique about nazir that would prevent us from learning kabbalas of a nazir from kabbalas of anyone else? Ilayim deloy matras lechatas nazir. You can't just get up in the morning and say, I want to bring the karma chatas of a nazir. Only a nazir could bring that chatas. Ask the Gemara, the loy matras label chatas nazir beneder. One can't just donate the chatas nazir. Ask the Gemara, are chatas chalev. And as the Mefarshim explain, the prototype of a typical karma chatas is if somebody eats chalev. Why? So Mefarshim explain, in those days it was different than nowadays. When we buy meat, we buy it already trebered, we buy it ready to cook. They typically bought meat and they trebered it at home. And if it's not trebered properly, chas v'sholem, you could eat chalev. And there's a lot of chalev. It's very likely that somebody chas v'sholem maybe eats chalev. So the typical carbon chatos is called chatos chalev. So the Gemara chalev chatos also sheinatus b'neder. You can't just get up in the morning and say, I'm going to bring a carbon chatos that I ate chalev. You only bring it if you did the Aveira. And yet, for Aveira Baltacher. So why are we saying the Chatas Nazir is different than all other carbon Chatas? El Mai Chedushe, what makes a Nazir unique that we should say that a Nazir we can't learn out from all other Kabbanas? Sakadatach Amina. Hoyov Omaharei Nazar Filim and Chatzin. We know one of the items that a Nazir is not allowed to eat are the seeds of a grape. So let's say a person says, I'm only going to be a Nazir that I'm not going to eat grape seeds. Have a nozzle call. So that's very unique. He only spoke about one specific element, one specific. A film and a chartzen have a nozzle call. He's considered a nozzle. Lema loy avala mishim baltacher. That he's not oiv baltacher because it has this unique concept. Kamash malon. So the Masham uses this Gemara to discuss something that we discussed in the previous year. In the previous year, we mentioned a shaila that the Rishonim, the Rosh, other Rishonim already discussed, is a Nazir in Issa Cheftza or a Nazir in Issa Gavra. We know, as we learned in the previous shiurim, that the difference between Shvuas and the Dorim, and that Shvuas is in Issa Gavra, and Nazir is another is Issa Cheftza. And we discussed what is the status of a Nazir. Says the Marsham, if Nazir is an Issa Cheftza, so why if somebody is a Nazir only from Chartzen does it give him all the other dinim of a Nazir? He only made a Naziris from Chartzen. It shouldn't apply to all the other Naziris, says the Masham, because there is no such a thing as a Nazir being an Issa Cheftza. A Nazir is an Issa Gavra. And once he's a Nazir, all of the halachas of Nazir apply. You can't pick and choose. Ask the Gemara, Ha Naich Laman Damer, this unique attribute of Nazir is possible. If we say ki nozim in a chatzin, if the din is taka, that if somebody makes himself a nozim from a chatzin, have a nozim lakol, he's considered a full-fledged nozim. El, Rav Shimon dama ein nozim. Rav Shimon disagrees. And Rav Shimon says that if somebody says, I'm only going to be a nozim min a chatzin, he's not a nazir, achi yozim lakulim, until he accepts all the dinim of naziris. Michael Meimer, void, and this is really the question. What was the Gemara's line of reasoning? That nozir is a chiddush, and we can't learn Nazir from other Kabbanis. And what is the Chiddush? That even though he only accepted Naziris from one very, very small din, from grape seeds, he's a full-fledged Nazir. What kind of a Chiddush is that? It's a Chiddush L'chumra. Hai Chiddush L'chumra hu. So if Nazir has this Chumra, certainly it should have the Chumra that if somebody's a Nazir, that he's Oiv Baltacher. So the Gemara is saying that fact is a Nazir is a Chiddush, that's why Baltacher shouldn't apply. And what's the example of a chiddush the Gemara gave? A chiddush which is a chumrah, which should only point that certainly he's over Baal Tacher. El Mal Chedushay, what is the chiddush? Sakadat Techamina, Hoyel Vim Gileach Al Achs Meshloshtim. The halacha is, as we said earlier, that a nazir, as he completes as naziris, has to bring three kabbonis. A chattis and oil and a shlomin. The halacha is that even though he didn't bring all three kabbonis, he only brought one of the three. The halacha is yotza. even though the Torah tells him to bring all three kabbonis, and only then take the haircut. If he didn't do that, he only brought one and he took the haircut, it's fine. So we see a kula. So I would say, just like we see that kula, that locha should be also loyla evel about ta'acher, he's also not oiv about ta'acher. That's why kamashmalon, we have to learn from the dorim to naziris, that just like by nadorim, one is oiv about ta'acher, so too by naziris, one is oiv about ta'acher. If he doesn't bring his kabbonis in timely fashion. Vibai same in my chedusha, again, the Gemara goes back to what we learned in Amud Aleph. That what is unique about a Nazir? That one can't just donate a carbon Nazir. But when we said this, we said, Chatas Chalev, one can't donate either. You only bring a Chatas Chalev if you did the Aveira. Says the Gemara, you're right. Chatas Chalev cannot be just donated because you want to bring a Chatas Chalev. But Chatas Chalev has a different attribute. What is a Chatas Chalev for? Chatas Chalev ka'asil kapara. Why does somebody bring a Chatas Chalev? Because as we said earlier, Rachman Otzlan, he did the Aveir of eating Chalev. Now he needs a kapara. That's why he brings a Chatas. So as the Rishonim explained, therefore we could well understand what is a lav about Tacher. This person did an Aveir. Until he brings the carbon, he has the Aveir hovering over his head. What must he do? Bring the carbon. So the Torah tells us, if you don't bring the carbon in a timely fashion, you're oiv about ta'acher. A nazir didn't do any aveira. So it's a very different type of a carbon. And therefore, we can't learn chatos nazir from a regular carbon chatos. Ask the mefarshim, what's in everybody's mind. We know Rashi and Chumash says that why does a nazir bring a carbon chatos? A nazir brings a carbon chatos because he did an aveira. Shetzir atzmoim ben ayayin. The Torah allows us to drink and eat grape products, and he did what the Torah didn't tell us to do. So it is for a kapara. So far as you say, and we're going to use this concept in a moment again, that that's a very nice agada. It's a very nice drasha. But we don't learn halacha from agada. And therefore, that is not a comparison. Ask the Gemara, very chatos yoledes. We know the halacha is that if a woman has a child, after 40 days after she has a boy, and after 80 days after she has a girl, she brings a carbon. The halacha is the loy asyula kapara. That carbon doesn't come for carbon. And again, the mefarshim ask, we go back to Rashi and Chumash, the Rashi says the why does a yoledes bring a carbon chatas? Because while she's going through labor, and the pain of labor is great, she makes a shvua, she'll never have children again, and then after she, Baruch Hashem, has a child, and she's happy, and she has nachas, she regrets, so she has to bring a karmen chatas. Again, that's a drasha. Very chatas yoledes, the layasil kapara, vavala mishum bal tacher. So we see that kapara has nothing to do with bal tacher, because by chatas yoledes, there is no kapara element, and still you oiv bal tacher. So the Rishonim say the Gemara could have given it simple teretz. The Gemara could have said, and who says? The Gemara is assuming that there's certainly bal ta'acher by your yoledes. Where do you know that from? Maybe there is no bal ta'acher. That's a teretz the Gemara could have given, say, to Rishonim. But the Gemara gives a different teretz. The Gemara's teretz says you can't compare a chatas yoledes to the chatas of a nazir. Ha'hei kashari le'lamechel b'kotshim. Until the yoledes brings a carbon, she's not allowed to eat kotshim. And there are three pshatim. How to understand, and therefore the carbon is very critical, and therefore if she doesn't bring it in a timely fashion, she's oiv about tacher. And I saw three pshatim in the Rishonim, what makes the timeliness of eating carbon so important, eating kachim so important. One is simple. We know that there's a mitzvah to eat kachim. So we want it to be able to eat kachim, and if she delays, she's oiv about tacher. One pshat. Another pshat is that we know that we have to avoid allowing kabbonis to become nicer. What's the easiest way of avoiding kabbonis being nicer? By having more and more people available to eat the kabbonis. So this woman, till now she can't eat carbon until she bring a chatas. By bringing a chatas, she may eat carbon. So that helps us avoid nicer. That's why we wanted to eat kachim. A third pshat, a very simple pshat. There's a mitzvah to eat the Karban Pesach. A woman who's a yoledes and did not bring a chatos may not eat the Karban Pesach. So we want her to be able to eat the Karban Pesach. It's a mitzvah to eat the Karban Pesach. That's why you can't compare it to another. by Nazir, all that the Chatas does is allow him to eat grape products. That's not a mitzvah. Amamar, so we learned in the previous Braisa. The Braisa said as follows. Ma Nadarim av meif nidrei bitoy. Just like by Nadarim, a father has the right to be meif the Nadarim of his daughter. Ubal meif nidrei ishtoy. And a husband has the right to be meif the Nadarim of his wife. Af Naziris, so too by Naziris, we learn Naziris from Nadarim, ha'av meif Naziris bitoy, umbal meif nidrei ishtoy. So how do we know that? Because there's a hekesh between the Naziris and the Nadarim. Ask the Gemara, Lomeli Hakesha, why do we need a hekesh? Taste of a mamatzin and Nadarim without a hekesh. If by Nadarim, Naziris is a form of a Nadarim. It's something that somebody accepted upon himself. So why do we need a hekesh? We can learn a mamatzinu. So the Rana asks a very simple question. Why is the Gemara waiting for Daftal and Mabez to ask this question? We could have asked this question on Daf Gimel. On Daf Gimel, the Braisa taught us that how do we know there's Yodas Naziris? Because we learn it from Yodas Nadarim, or maybe vice versa. Because we have a Hekesh. So why did the Gemara ask, why do we need a Hekesh? We should have learned Mamatzinu. Why did the Gemara wait for this then to ask this question? Why didn't the Gemara ask it in the previous Sugya by Yodas? Answers the Ran, beautiful Teretz. The Halacha is, we have a rule in Shas that Ein Onshim Adin. What does Ein Onshim Adin mean? That just because we have a svara, we can't give somebody a punishment, an einish, just because we have a reason to believe that it's proper. By Yodas Nadarim, or Yodas Naziris, it's a full-fledged, we're saying that it's going to be a full-fledged Nedar Naziris. If one will violate the Nedar, if one will violate the Naziris, he'll get Malkus, Bal Yachil. So yes, there's a Mamatzinu. Yes, the svara tells us that they should be the same. Ein Onshim Adin. I can't give Malkus. So that's why we have to have a Hekesh. However, here, the Halacha that Av Meifa Nidre Bitoi, Baal Meifa Nidre Ishtoi, doesn't carry with it any Einish. And therefore, the Gemara very well asks, why do I need to have a Hekesh? I can learn it with a Mamatzinu. Answers the Gemara, Dilma Gav Nadarim, I can't learn it with a Mamatzinu. Because I would say, by Nadarim, who the Meifa Mishunda Islake Tzusa. Av gab naziris to islek tzutza, the stam naziris lamijoyim, emeloy, kamashwan. So the way the Ran explains the Gemara is as follows. The Ran with the Keren Oira. Typically, when one makes a nether is forever. Naziris, stam naziris, is lamijoyim, it's 30 days. Now, the concept why a father has a right to be made for the nadarim of his daughter, why a husband has a right to be made for the nadarim of his wife is because the husband and the father don't want their spouse, their daughter, to be in a difficult situation. So if somebody takes a nether forever, and the Gemara is saying now, stam nether is forever, and she takes on herself something which is difficult, the father, the husband, don't want to see their spouse, their daughter in that status. And the zeros is only 30 days. 30 days is not that long. So therefore, we cannot typically, says the Gemara, say just because a father can be made from the nether, and a husband can be made from a nether, that means they can be made from the Naziris. The Naziris is 30 days. This is forever. I ask the Keren Oira, the Nadarim don't have to be forever. A person can make a nether with a time frame. And the Naziris can be forever. We're going to learn the halachas of Naziris Shimshin, which is a Naziris forever. Still, says the Keren Oira, the typical Naziris, the average Naziris, is 30 days. The typical nether is forever. Yes, there are exceptions to the rule, but we're following the norm. And therefore, we can't learn the zeros from the Nadarim unless we have a hekesh. And as the Ran goes on to explain, once there's a hekesh that the Torah teaches us, there are no questions. Even though we could say that they're not similar, the hekesh, a meshiva and a hekesh is a hekesh. That's how the Ran explains the Gemara. The Or Sameach says a very interesting vart, how he would have explained the Gemara. He seems to admit that that's not what the Gemara says. But he says it's a nice way to learn anyway. He says, what happened here? A woman, a daughter, a wife, accepted upon herself a nether, or accepted upon herself a Naziris. She began the Naziris. A Naziris has a minimum of 30 days. If the husband, the father, are made for the Naziris, you can't. A Naziris can't stop in the middle. You have to have at least 30 days. A nether, there is no rule There is no minimum or maximum. And therefore, even though she began the nether, the halacha is the father or the husband could stop it in the middle. That's how he would have explained the Gemara, says the Gemara, says the Or Sameach. The next thing we learned in the Mishnah, as we explained when we learned the Mishnah in the Beis and Aleph, was the Mishnah gave us example of Yodas Nadarim. And as we explained when we learned the Beis and Aleph, what does Yodas Nadarim mean? A handle. He only said a fragment of a phrase, of a sentence, and he's still a Nazir. And examples that the Mishnah gave, Mudrani Mimcha, Mufreshani Mimcha, Murchukani Mimcha. Says Shmuel, Amr Shmuel, just saying Mudrani, Murchukani, Mufreshani is not enough. Bekulon, Atshiyoyim, Shani Oichalach, Shani Toimlach. It's not enough that he should say Murchukani, Mufreshani, says Shmuel. Posh Pshat. Because that doesn't mean anything. He has to add the words, Shani Toimlach, Shani Oichalach. Meisrei asked the Gemara, is Shmuel right? There's a brisa that says the following. Mudani mimcha, mufreshani mimcha, mechukani mimcha, harei ze osur. So we see that this statement alone is osur. Shani oichaloch, shani tamloch, harei ze osur. So we see that even though he only said mechukani mufreshani, it is considered yad of a nether. How could you, Shmuel, disagree? Answer Shmuel hochiktani. This is the way to understand the brisa. But medva mamurim, when are mechukani mufreshani considered nedarim? If he completed the sentence, but if he did not complete the sentence, it will not be considered a nether. And as the Ram points out, the Gemara could have asked the question right away. If that's the explanation of the Braisa, so then the Braisa shouldn't have said the word also twice. If the way to understand the Braisa is that the Braisa is saying that it's a whole sentence, so why did the Braisa use the word Osir after Mufreshani Mukhukani? It should have said Mukhukani Mufreshani. Shani oichlo shani toim loch hareza osur. And he says the Gemara actually could have asked the question, and the Gemara actually is going to ask the question, but the Gemara asks another question. Ask the Gemara v'tanya ipcha. There's another braisa. There's another braisa that says, shani toim, shani, if somebody says shani oichlo shani toim loch osur, medrani mcha mufushani mcha, mechukari mcha, hareza osur. So here the braisa again seems to say that each statement on itself is osur, not that you have to have a whole sentence. And it says, the Gemara, Tani Haki, the way to understand, Shmuel tells us the way to understand this braisa, is the Tva Om Mudrani. If the person says Mudrani, and then he completes it, with Shani Oichaloch, Shani Taimloch, Hareza Osur. Otherwise, it's not. Ask the Gemara, Yehoki Hain Ereisha. So as the Rishonim explain, Yehoki Hain Ereisha doesn't mean that this is one braisa. Ereisha is safer. These are two separate braisas, no connection. The way the Rishonim explain the Gemara's question is as follows. They say there is no problem to have two braises that teach us identical dinim. But mishnayis, that's a legitimate question. Why do I have two mishnayis saying the identical din? But braises, that's not a legitimate question. The question here is, if these two braises are telling us the same din, why are they in reverse order? The first braise says, mechukani mufreshani hareza osur, shani oichel shani toim hareza osur. And the second braisa has it in reverse order. Shani oichel shani toim hareza osur, mechukani mufreshani hareza osur. So if I would say, listen to the lumdus, if I would say that the second braisa is come to teach us, don't make a mistake, and don't explain the first braisa as a bemed varma murim, and don't explain that the first braisa should be understood that it's really one sentence, I can understand why the second braisa reversed the order. But if we're saying that the second braisa is repeating the din of the first braisa, so why did the braisa decide to change the order? Why? I don't have a problem with the repetition, but I have a problem with the reversal. That's one question. As we quoted the Ran saying earlier, if these are considered really one sentence, so why does the braisa say also twice? The braisa should have said also only at the end. That's the way Ran learns. Other Rishonim say that this question is only a question in the second braisa. The first braisa that we said, Bemed Vamamurim, they say whenever you say Bemed Vamamurim, the saying also twice is not a problem. But in the second braisa, it's certainly a question. Vayit also lamali lamisni. So the Gemara changes its understanding of Shmuel. Just the opposite. Tamed Amar Shani Oichaloch, Shani Toimloch, Hu Da'asu V'chaveir Mutam. If somebody says, Mudrani Mucha Shani Oichaloch, Mufreshani Mucha Shani Toimloch, what is the person saying? I may not eat from your items. I may not benefit from you. Aval, if somebody says mudrani mcha l'chudei, let's say somebody just used the statement of mudrani mcha, just the opposite of what we got with Shmuel. Certainly it's a nether, and it's a stronger nether. Because if he said mudrani mcha alone, he's saying, I may not benefit from you, and you may not benefit from me. If he said mudrani mcha shanit oim l'cha, only I may not benefit from you, but you may benefit from you, from me. The Dhamma of Yosef Bachanini, that's what Rav Yosef Bachanini said. Mudrani mcha, if somebody just used the word mudrani mcha, shnei masurim, but if he said shani taim l'cha, only I would be also from you, you would not be also from me. How does Shmuel learn that in the Mishnah? So Rishonim say, let's look at the Mishnah. Now we understand where Shmuel is coming from, say the Rishonim. If we look at the Mishnah on Beis Amud Aleph, it says, ha'oim l'chavei mudrani mcha mufashani mcha mukhani mcha, shani oich l'cha, shani taim l'cha, osr. What does the Mishnah say, osr? Us means only I making the nether am osr from you. Why are you not osr from me? Because Peshat is that added the words, shani oich l'ch, shani taim l'ch. And now the Gemara is teaching us, according to Shmuel, that if I add the word shani oich l'ch, shani taim l'ch, only I'm osr from you, you're not osr from me. That's what forced Shmuel to say this Peshat. Because if I would have only said mudrani mimcha, or mufushani mimcha, or mukhukani mimcha, what should the Mishnah have said? Asurim, you're asur from me, and I'm asur from you. There's a fascinating Rabbi Kivega here, on this last piece of the Gemara. Kivega quotes a pasuk in Shoftim. There came a pasuk in Shoftim, hakesav ashaloi kayach lecha. So the Mefarshim are very troubled. What is Rabbi Kivega saying? He's quoting a pasuk in Shoftim. What does the pasuk in Shoftim have to do with the Gemara we're learning now? So they say, gevaldig pshat. We're learning now that if I say mudrani mimcha without you adding the word shani toim l'cha, shani oich l'cha, the halacha is that you may not benefit from me and I may not benefit from you. Now the question is, what does that include? Does that mean I may not benefit from your nechasim, from your property? Or may not benefit from you at all. I'm not allowed to talk to you. I'm not allowed to do anything with you. So we read the Ran, the top Ran on the Amid. The Ran says Nechasim. That's what Rav Kivega says. When I said Mudrani Mimcha, and you're not allowed to benefit from me, and I'm not allowed to benefit from you, it's a very strong nether. But it only applies to HaKesef, and only applies to the properties that we own, not to anything else. That's what Rav Kivega is teaching us. Tomorrow, 10:45. Okay? Problem for you? If you want me to explain, I'll give you information. You filled it in. Yeah.